What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use. In today's edition of You and the Law, we highlight some developments in the Ministry of Justice during the first 6 months of 2014. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Stay tuned. For the first half of 2014, the Ministry of Justice continued to push strategies geared at reducing the backlog of court cases and the settling of disputes outside the formal justice system. To this end, 60 more community members were trained in restorative justice practices. They successfully completed a program developed and executed by the Restorative Justice Unit in the Ministry.
The restorative justice facilitators have given their time and energy to this important program, in the belief that through their training in restorative justice and the expertise that they will develop as RJ practitioners, they will contribute to the healing of fractured relationships in their communities, which will effectively and collectively reduce the levels of crime and violence that now afflicts our nation.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. The four-month training course sought to build the capacity of the facilitators to competently, confidently, and safely conduct RJ processes in keeping with the National Restorative Justice Policy. And in early June, the Justice Minister announced plans to decriminalize possession of ganja for medicinal, research, and religious purposes. The reforms of laws relating to ganja will also see possession of small quantities of the herb, or less than 2 ounces, becoming a ticketable offense. Failure to pay the fine will result in the matter being brought before the Petty Sessions Court and a penalty of community service.
The criminalization of possession of a small quantity of ganja and of smoking ganja has caused significant hardships in Jamaica, particularly among young men. A conviction for possession or use of ganja results in a criminal record, which often precludes the offender from engaging in certain employment, impacts his ability to get visas to travel overseas, and generally limits his life prospects. And of course, this also applies to young women. There is a serious human rights issue supporting the cry for reform to our laws in this area.
The Justice Minister also made good on a pledge to bring to Parliament a bill to amend the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Act to facilitate expungement of existing criminal records for possession of small quantities of or smoking ganja. Persons with such convictions will be able to apply to the Criminal Records Board for expungement without having to wait for the expiration of any pre-expungement period. The bill to amend the legislation has been approved by the Senate and tabled in the lower house. The Ministry of Justice, through the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, continued to sensitize Jamaicans about the illegal activity. It also advanced partnerships with the Jamaica Constabulary Force and other stakeholders to identify and bring to justice perpetrators of the crime while providing support to victims. But despite the considerable work to combat trafficking in persons, Jamaica was downgraded to Tier 2 watchlist in the U.S. State Department Trafficking in Persons report released early 2014. Chair of NATFATIP and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the report overlooks the numerous resources put in place by the government for the proper investigation and prosecution of every reported case.
Jamaica has, in the year 2013-2014, done more than it has ever done in any year in its efforts to combat trafficking.
Yet it was downgraded.
Yes. So. People have been prosecuted, and we currently have 8 cases before the courts. And I can attest to the fact that every single report that is received, it's investigated. For the reporting period, 166 raids were done. So, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that hasn't been achieved is successful prosecution, which is outside of the government's control.
Yes.
Earlier this year, NATFATIP successfully staged a 4-day training seminar on human trafficking. The seminar was held in St. Anne and sought to equip participants with the necessary information to identify and respond to trafficking in persons. The Ministry of Justice continues to provide the necessary legislative framework to increase efficiency in the courts, support implementation of government policies and programs, and enhance national security. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.